the good, the bad,
hold that thought,
and the dumb
on the Mighty Gwyn Show.
You heard the lady. It is that time of day that most look forward to, thrill-packed, fun-filled, and exciting segment of the show when we go take a look beyond just the world of sports. Go to the lighter side of the world of sports and the lighter side of life and explore stories which are good, bad, and dumb. Producer Ron puts the good, bad, and dumb together every single day. He has done so again today. Ron, what do you have?
My good for the day is the Daily Mail. Newspaper.
It's normally very good.
Newspaper out of England.
Merry old England, yes.
Anyways, they did a. Radio Lad, if you can see me, I'm doing those finger quotes. They did a.
Air quotes.
Air quotes. They did a social experiment.
Okay.
Where they paraded a topless woman around the streets of London.
All right.
Painted with a shirt on, you know, doing that body paint.
Oh, okay.
To see if anyone would notice that she wasn't wearing a shirt.
Now, what kind of shirt did they spray paint on her?
It was just green.
Just a green shirt.
Just a green shirt. You know, gave her a little lace thing right here, or like where it looks like it tied right there.
Okay.
And I mean, but everything, like, you know, long sleeve or maybe three quarter. I wasn't paying too much attention to sleeve length, to be honest with you.
Like asking about the shirt, and I'm watching the video
and knowing that it's not real, that she is just topless. I would hope that I would notice. The very least, I would hope I was wearing sunglasses.
Right.
But that was my good, and also kind of.
Wait, did anybody know? So nobody noticed.
I don't know. I didn't make it past.
Oh, we gotta find out.
Yeah,
I
will do extensive research and let you know.
You were sabotaged by the woman without a shirt. You didn't make it past.
Yeah.
You had
to be honest with you. I did not read the article.
You had me at boob. There you go. That's
But I mean, you know, I'm a little disappointed as well because can we have that here, please?
You want?
Can I just be like, you know, strolling down downtown sometime? Strolling through a mall and then just, you know, have somebody walk by where I have to actually, you know, double take and look and go, you know, is it?
Well, we have a lot of interns. I mean, you could quite possibly.
I don't want to work.
You don't? Oh, no.
That'd make things awkward. I mean, I want to go out to Houston somewhere.
Somebody to put – so, Ron, your request is simply this. You want somebody to put a naked woman in front of you.
That's nonchalant, but not let me know. I want to be able to decipher it myself.
Okay.
I want to try to figure this out.
I think the kind of looks that you're going to be giving women on the street in order to determine whether or not they have any clothes is going to be very off-putting.
I want to be subjected to what the Daily Mail is trying to figure out.
You'll be subject.
And be a test subject.
You'll be subject to something, that's for sure.
Yeah.
An arrest is my guess, but hey.
Oh, yeah, you say. There's no harm. Life is a museum. You can look, but don't touch.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true anymore.
I think
you're pretty much done either way, but well, I'll see what I can arrange for you.
Thank you. That's all I ask.
There you go.
My bad for the day, and I'm hoping that these reports aren't true. I read this and I was hesitant on even talking about it because it's such a bad report.
I know where you're going with this.
It centers around the Royals pitcher who passed away, Yordano Ventura,
yeah.
Who the report is that apparently he was alive after the car accident. Like, he crashed his car. I guess was thrown from the car because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Alcohol was not a factor here, which
but they were speeding.
Struck me.
Yeah, they were speeding.
They were speeding. And instead of passerbys helping him out and coming to his aid, they robbed him.
Yep. I saw this, too. It's a Dominican reporter.
Yeah.
And Pedro Martinez of the MLB Network
just went off.
Believes this. I mean, he thinks this is actually.
Well, it's his country. So, I mean,
it's his country.
He knows.
So, I mean, he has some highly developed, you know, info on this or whatever, but that's the story, that he was actually alive. And that now again, it doesn't say that the crowd killed him.
I just think
it's just they could have gotten him help, and instead of getting him help, they robbed him.
They chose to rob him instead.
Which. It is, I believe, the second poorest country in the world, the Dominican Republic.
Right. And I mean, I guess one of the things was taken was his World Series ring. I think he was wearing it at the time.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that would fetch a pretty penny.
That's probably a quarter of their economy right there.
Yeah.
So, again, it's I really hope that's not
true. Yeah, I really hope that.
With the fake news craze going on that we have in this country, I would really like for that to be one of the fake news things.
We're really hoping that's an alternative fact.
I just wonder why a Dominican reporter would lie about that.
Right.
Because that does not make his country look good. So what would be his motivation in lying about something like that? Let's hope.
We're hoping it's not true. Really, my dump for the day is the NCAA.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw this.
Dump every day. All right.
They, February 11th, mark it down on your calendar. February 11th.
It is marked.
They will have a sneak peek, if you will. Basically, NCAA for basketball, they're going to, February 11th, will announce who the top 16 teams are, basically the top four in each region.
Oh, so they're going to do like a college football playoff.
They want to be like college.
This is brilliant.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Why do they? They don't need to generate buzz. It's the single greatest tournament on the planet.
What do you mean they don't need to generate buzz?
They don't need to generate buzz. Everyone's looking forward to it anyways.
Everybody needs to generate buzz.
You're looking forward to Selection Sunday regardless.
No. This is a good deal. They're going to make a lot of money off of this.
Yeah, of course they'll make a lot of money off of it.
But that's why it's worth doing.
It's not worth doing. You're not college football. Stop being like college football.
Yes, they'll make millions of dollars, but no, they shouldn't do it. Of course, if you're going to make millions of dollars, you do it.
It's like the NCAA needs any more money.
Yes, everybody needs money. What are you talking about?
They don't need any more money.
They're in the business of making money.
Pay the players. No. Then it's worth it.
No, they're not in the business of making money. They're in the business of an education.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's get it right. Come on, don't soil the sanctity.
But do we really need to know the top 16 a month before Selection Sunday?
Sure. Why not? Come on, Ron. Boy, you are a stodgy old guy. SB Nation Radio.